A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello everyone, Robin here with an update on the history of Byzantium in general, and the schedule over the next few months. It's been a bizarre year, as you all know. I have been very lucky in that my job has continued without interruption, and it's been a real pleasure to spend all this time on Alexius and the Crusades. I remember back in 2012 when I started the podcast, the fall of Jerusalem was something that I looked forward to getting to and covering in podcast form, and so it was very satisfying to finally reach the Holy Sepulchre, so to speak. It's also been a difficult year. My mental health has suffered a bit as the months of isolation have gone on, and I'm sure many of you can relate. One of the things that's been weighing on my mind is what I owe to those who have allowed me to make podcasting my full-time job. Some of you know that my father is an actor and I worked full-time as his assistant before launching The History of Byzantium. I still do a little bit of work for him now. He has a poetry podcast available if you're interested. Guess who edits that one? My dad has a project coming up this winter, which I feel I have to help him with, since he's done so much for me. The other group of people I owe a lot to are you, the listeners who subscribed to the podcast and those who supported the 2018 Kickstarter, which sent me to Istanbul. I am in big debt to both these groups. I owe videos to one and Byzantine stories to the other. And all that work needs to be done. And at some point, I also need to get away and have some kind of holiday for the sake of my health. So it's going to be some time before we get back to the narrative again. We're probably talking about spring 2021. And I know that's a long way off. And as a podcast fan myself, believe me, I know the frustration of not getting more episodes from a show you like. But the bonus episodes that I sell and the Kickstarter and the tours which they've led to allow me to do this full time. And all that content takes a lot of time to research and produce. And you know, I always feel the more I read, the better the podcast is. So I hope you will forgive the delay. And if you are subscribed at thehistoryofbyzantium.com or on Patreon, you will be hearing from me and you will be getting bonus episodes in the meantime. I will still produce at least 2 more episodes on Alexius. As I mentioned at the end of last week's episode, we will return to our conversation with Leonora Neville to discuss the succession and Anna's role in it. And I'd also like to answer any and all questions you have about Alexius and the Crusades. 2 listeners have already left interesting questions at the website on the comments thread of episode 222. So feel free to join the discussion there. Someone else tweeted me today. You can email me at thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com, or you can post questions on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. There are links to all of those at thehistoryofbyzantium.com. More good news is that we won't need any other end-of-the-century episodes before we resume the narrative, because the outside world has come so close to Constantinople's doorstep during this last period. And once those Kickstarter videos are all complete, I will be able to resume our normal schedule and roll from century to century all the way to 1453, with just the odd tour of Istanbul interrupting us, if COVID will allow it. Thank you all so much for your support and your patience and your kindness. Goodbye for now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.